Peter Hitchener, good afternoon.
Very good afternoon to you, Dennis. How lovely to hear Tamara O'Dyne on radio.
Yes.
How great is she? She's very,
you
very
would have
nice.
Had auto-cue malfunction.
Oh, yes, have I ever. And reader malfunctions too, in my case. Plenty of those. That's just the way it goes. But to do a whole bulletin like that, that's the way things used to be. When I started back in the Middle Ages, that's the way you used to have to read because there weren't any prompters then, and we've all forgotten and we've all moved on.
I mentioned the paper auto-cue where Eleanor and others would quickly stick together all these scripts and then it goes through and it's reflected up onto the screen.
That's
so
right.
You're looking at it, but the people at home can't
and
see it.
And then if that paper jams, you get this lovely hand that you can see over the lens,
yes,
this hand trying to feed the paper through.
And you hope that the script's in front of you, you've actually turned the right one and you're not going off to something that's happened in Serbia.
As happened last night in one of our stories last night, there was this quite loud explosion on the floor. One of the lights, as they periodically do, just exploded and everybody jumped. But I thought, I think I better just keep reading here. Tony said...
So it was in the middle of a...
It was just before I introduced Tony and Tony jumped out of a meter in the air. There's this smoke filled the studio and it was just a light that had exploded. And then the poor kids from lighting had to come in and change it without burning their hands because it was all very hot.
So that leads us to, carrying on from Tamara.
Yo, must go on.
The things that happen in workplaces.
Yes, things go wrong, but you still have to keep going. Like you're doing a PowerPoint presentation. You've got all the best clients of the firm there. Everything's going really beautifully. And then you have a computer meltdown. And so you've somehow or other got to save the day and keep going. Or the power goes out or something goes wrong, but you have to save the day somehow.
So if you're a hairdresser, an accountant, it doesn't matter which profession, something that has gone wrong to do with your work.
Mm.
Phil, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, gents.
Hi, Phil.
Well, I was doing my apprenticeship as a motor mechanic quite a while ago, and back then we used to wash the floor with kerosene and petrol.
Ooh.
To get the grease off the floor.
Right.
Years ago. Anyway, we were washing. This was on a Saturday afternoon and just casually working, and one of the mechanics was welding, and it had ignited the whole floor and the whole of the garage. I won't tell you where it was, but the whole of the place was on fire, and there was a brand new 327 Monaro up on the hoist. And the boss was frantic, and well, I was just a young apprentice then, and I was absolutely flipping out. And I took off to try and get the hose. Well, I went skidding on the floor, and I slid about 5 metres. I'm not kidding. I had rubber boots on and the petrol in the car, and I just flew down there. And next thing I noticed, my bum was on fire.
Oh, no.
I dusted myself off, got it out, and got the hose, and we started putting it out. Well, we finally got it out, and thank goodness. The Monaro was okay, and the oxyacetylene bottles didn't catch fire. We managed to get it all under control.
That could have been a devastating scene.
Absolutely. And then the boss said, quick, shut the doors. The fire brigade's coming. So we pulled all the doors down, closed the doors, and he said, now duck behind here. And we did. We ducked down. And I could still feel my bum. It was red hot from the fire earlier on. And, well, anyway, the fire truck drove around really slow, and they looked around. They were looking at the garage, and I could see the boss sweating away. He was bright red. Well, anyway, thank goodness for him, they drove off. But I tell you what, we were almost going to call an ambulance then because he looked like he was ready for a heart attack.
And you were ready for burns.
How were your buttocks?
My buttocks, well, they did survive. But I tell you what, geez, talk about a fright.
Phil, that story is absolutely amazing.
Like, it's a funny story now, but it would have been so
shocking
dramatic
at the time. And when you think about all those OH and S issues that have somehow been overlooked there, using kerosene and petrol for starters, and then hiding from the fire brigade, I mean, it's almost beyond belief.
It is almost. Phil, thank you. Terrific
story. Great story.